time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
There was actual breaking news on Tuesday afternoon.
President Trump has just fired the embattled FBI Director James Comey. In a statement, the White House said the president acted on the advice of both the Attorney General of the United States, Jeff Sessions, and the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein.
That's right. On his 110th day in office, Donald Trump said,
"You're fired,"
to FBI Director James Comey. But that's not exactly how it went down.
The president didn't call him. The Attorney General didn't call him. The Deputy Attorney General didn't call him. He literally found out about it standing in front of a bank of TV sets at the FBI's field office in Los Angeles.
No, Donny Boy didn't have the guts to do it in person. Instead, he sent his longtime private security guard to deliver the termination letter in a manila folder to FBI headquarters. But Comey was in California, so he didn't get the letter before seeing that he was fired on television. As for the letter, it was terse and to the point, with a strange paragraph stuck in the middle.
"While I greatly appreciate you informing me on three separate occasions that I am not under investigation, I nevertheless concur with the judgment of the Department of Justice that you are not able to effectively lead the Bureau." Does everything have to be about him?
Yes, apparently it does, but more on that later. The letter concludes, "It is essential that we find new leadership for the FBI that restores public trust and confidence in its vital law enforcement mission. I wish you the best of luck in your future endeavors." Cable news immediately sprang into action. CNN senior legal analyst Jeffrey Toobin was on fire.
"It's a grotesque abuse of power by the President of the United States. This is the kind of thing that goes on in non-democracies, that when there is a investigation that reaches near the President of the United States or the leader of a non-democracy, they fire the people who are in charge of the investigation. I have not seen anything like this since October 20th, 1973, when President Nixon fired Archibald Cox, the Watergate special prosecutor. This is a political act when the president is under investigation, when his White House counsel was described yesterday as being told that his national security advisor was subject to blackmail by the Russians, and they fired the attorney general a few days later. Now they've fired the FBI director. I mean, what kind of country is this?
Why do you think he was fired?
Because the FBI is running an investigation of Donald Trump's campaign in Russia, and apparently it's getting too close for comfort. That's the only rational conclusion that you can draw from this firing.
The letter from Deputy Attorney General Ron Rosenstein, on the job for a whopping 2 weeks, seems to be the impetus for the firing. The White House maintains that the president had been contemplating the action for a week, but the Rosenstein memo was dated May 9th, the same day Comey was dismissed. The odd thing is that its criticism was almost exclusively regarding Comey's handling of the Clinton emails case around the election, something candidate Trump applauded.
"And I have to give the FBI credit. That was so bad what happened originally, and it took guts for Director Comey to make the move that he made in light of the kind of opposition he had, where they're trying to protect her from criminal prosecution. You know that. It took a lot of guts. I really disagreed with him. I was not his fan. But I'll tell you what he did, he brought back his reputation. He brought it back. He's got to hang tough because there's a lot of people want him to do the wrong thing. What he did was the right thing."
Although most of the Democrats and some reasonable Republicans have had problems with Comey's performance over the past year or so, they're all left wondering about the timing. Politico is reporting that Trump, quote, had grown enraged by the Russia investigation, two advisors said, frustrated by his inability to control the mushrooming narrative around Russia. He repeatedly asked aides why the Russia investigation wouldn't disappear and demanded they speak out for him. He would sometimes scream at television clips about the probe, one advisor said.
"From Russia with love."
Comey was not fired because of Hillary. Comey was fired because of the Russians. The timing makes this, I think, entirely clear. The fact that all during the campaign, Donald Trump kept citing Comey and using Comey. Once he was elected, he embraced Comey. And now to turn around months later and say, "Oh yeah, that was just terrible. Nah, come on. There's nobody left in America who believes that Donald Trump fired James Comey because James Comey was mean to Hillary Clinton."
Elizabeth Warren, expressing what most of the Democrats are saying and universally calling for
an independent special prosecutor.
Think a special prosecutor, special counsel, independent counsel.
They have to appoint a special counsel.
We need a special prosecutor right now.
As the Senate convened for the first time since the firing on Wednesday morning, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell ruled out a special prosecutor. While the nation is still digesting the news, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov is in D.C. After a meeting with Secretary of State Rex Tillerson on Wednesday morning, Lavrov showed the media the contempt he has for them and that he masters sarcasm.
The Comey firing cast a shadow over your talk, gentlemen.
Was he fired?
The U.S. Force.
Yes.
You're kidding. You're kidding.
And then Lavrov got in a car to take him to meet with the president. Stay tuned. What's News and the Nicole Sandler Show are 100% listener-funded, and we really need your help. Please contribute or find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.